This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A reminder as I set up this next story that correlation is not causality. The Japanese telecommunications company SoftBank, yes, not a bank, but a telecommunications company, it is buying the British company Arm Holdings. It makes chip technology that is probably in your smartphone, among a whole bunch of other places. The $32 billion deal follows the British vote to leave the European Union, and sure, currency traders have been busy with the falling British pound, but SoftBank says Brexit was not a factor in the timing of this arrangement. Cheap currency can be nice for dealmakers, yes, but there is a whole lot more to consider, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains now from New York.
If you want to understand this, forget about multi-billion dollar deals and just think about your own wallet. A fall in the pound may make it cheaper for you to travel to London, but you're probably not going to buy a $1,000 plane ticket just because your dollar goes a little bit further. If you've already been considering the trip, maybe now you might actually do it. For companies, it's similar. A cheap pound isn't reason enough on its own to do a deal.
That obviously will factor into your decision, but it's not going to make you jump off the cliff. It might get you a little closer to it.
That's Donna Hitcherich, Columbia Business School professor and former investment banker. Also keep in mind that Arm is a special kind of British company. Samantha Tomaszczyk is with merger and acquisitions tracking firm Deal Reporter in London.
When we look at the company's revenues itself, a lot of them come from outside the UK. So the UK exposure in this particular scenario wasn't particularly great.
But many British companies make a lot of their money in Britain, which means potential buyers have deeper worries about Brexit's impact. Sal Fira, managing partner at Grant Thornton, says those fears can outweigh any benefit of a cheap pound.
The other element of this uncertainty in the marketplace of what the impact of the UK economic environment is going to be. Ultimately, is the UK going to spin into a recession?
The money foreign companies have spent acquiring UK companies is already down nearly 40% from the same period last year, according to Dealogic. Despite the cheap currency, a deal still has to make sense overall. And many deals may be on hold until the UK's future relationship with Europe takes shape. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.